Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High in studio with you today. Hope you are having a fantastic day on this Friday. And on the line we have right now, we have, as he is with us once a month, we have a Representative Rich Perrell. Mr. Perrell, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you. I hope you had a great Christmas.
Oh, I absolutely had a great Christmas. I didn't think I was going to have anybody to hang out with on Christmas, but my girlfriend's family invited me over to spend time with them on Christmas Day, so had an excellent time over there and just getting to know more of their family and just having a great time over there and ate too much food.
We always do that.
Absolutely. Hey, when it's crappie and French fries, you have to eat as much as possible. So.
Absolutely.
Well, Mr. Perrell, we were talking off air before I came on that not a whole lot of stuff to talk about because it's just kind of the lull before the storm that's coming on the 13th when the legislative session decides to kick back up for the year, which is, well, that's about 2 weeks or so. So a few things coming up in the legislative session you'd like to talk about.
Sure. One of the first things that will come up and whether we're for it or whether we're against it, Medicaid expansion will be a big issue, and I think that'll come on early in the session. I'm hoping that it will, so we can get it resolved one way or the other and move on to other things. Last year, end of 2019, which was June 30th, we had a good ending balance, one of the best ending balances we've had in history. And when there's money, people are wanting to spend it, and so we need to have a good hold on the reins. And, there's things that need to be, money needs to be spent on, but we need to be very frugal with that, too. And since I do sit on appropriations, we will be discussing all of those issues as they come up. And that's one thing about sitting on that committee. The Appropriations Committee will meet every day, and there's always a lot of issues to go over and a lot of budgets to do. And, at one point in time, we did budgets on a two-year basis, and now we're back to doing them each year. So we'll be doing a whole new budget this year, just like we did last year. And so that will make for a busy, busy time as far as appropriations. And I also sit on tax, and there's a number of issues that we want to talk about this year. And one would be the possibility of decoupling from the federal tax that was passed back in, I believe, 17. And what that did was if you are no longer able to itemize on your federal tax return, then in the state of Kansas doing your state tax, you automatically could not itemize for that. So that cost cost our taxpayers a lot of money. So they got a tax increase that was unintended from the federal level, and we passed something last year that would have alleviated that, but the governor vetoed that. So I'm sure we'll be going back and talking about that issue. Transportation, we have worked for the last 2 years trying to put together a new 10-year plan, and I think it's about ready to be rolled out. And I'm not sure what committee that will go to. It very well could come to transportation. It could also go to appropriations, and whichever place it goes, I'm going to be there to hopefully shepherd that thing through.
And a couple of other things that looks like they'll be talking about, putting a sales tax on interstate sales, and also third-party sellers, because of right now, as from what I understand, there's some third-party sellers that aren't paying tax to the state of Kansas. Is that correct?
That is correct. And that will be another issue that we will discuss and try to resolve in tax this year.
And from what I understand also, that should, we get that, get that fixed, that will bring in a ton of money, because the state of Kansas, it's missing a lot of money from those interstate sales, is it not?
Yes, we're losing, and there's a lot of conjecture on that of how much we are losing, and anywhere from 30 to 75 or $80 million, which is a significant amount of money, no matter what you, which side of the spectrum you're on that. So that, you know, that's an issue that that we need to take care of.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to make it so difficult that the companies can't do business in the state of Kansas also. So we don't want to end up with unintended consequences that that make it difficult for businesses to operate in the state of Kansas. We want to be business friendly too.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's a real fine line to watch that you kind of toe. That way, you know, you want to get the money, but you don't want to, you know, make those businesses say, hey, we don't want to do business in Kansas anymore.
Right. Just let them say, hey, we aren't going to do business with Kansas residents any longer. We don't want to do that. You know, a couple of things coming up before we go to Topeka. I've had an opportunity to meet with the Farm Bureau in Montgomery County here a week or so ago, and that was very positive, and it's always a good evening to spend. I'm going to do that again in Labette County next week, and so looking forward to that. And then another thing that Pittsburgh Chamber of Commerce in Crawford County always invite me over to. They have a send-off for the legislators, and they give us an opportunity to speak about some of the things that might be coming before our committees, and so they always invite me over, even though I don't represent that area, and so I always look forward to attending that too.
Yeah, and I remember, I think, hearing a story about that, about the send-off that they do every year right before the legislative session. Another thing that's going to be discussed, I don't know if there's a bill on it yet, but I think it's maybe still just kind of in the discussion stage, is about medical marijuana.
It's, yes, it will be there. I know there will be bills introduced and probably heard in committee, and time will tell whether it comes out of committee and we have an opportunity to debate that on the House floor. You know, the states around us, except for Nebraska, have all approved at least medical marijuana and some recreational marijuana. It's an issue we're going to have to discuss sometime, whether it's this session or another one. It's something that probably needs to be resolved.
Absolutely. I know, you know, I lived in Oklahoma last year when they did the vote on that, and it was very highly publicized. But it's one of those things, you got to make sure you get all your ducks in a row, because if it's, you know, if something's not, you know, written correctly, it could get out of control in the wrong way. And there's been a few things like that happening in Oklahoma, as like stores on top of stores. It's been kind of crazy where I've like seen two stores next to each other because they never wrote any law about, you know, stores being that close together. It's been kind of wild down there for sure.
And then, you know, there's always issues that come up. No matter what happens, there are issues. You know, Colorado's had some of their own. Time will tell whether Missouri does. I think theirs really just got started. Oklahoma, as you've indicated, they've got some issues, and so it's something that we need to give a thorough investigation and really debate it and try to work out the problems before something is passed, or maybe it won't pass. Time will tell on that too.
And there's also I was talking last week to Mr. Kelly, and he was talking about bringing up maybe a bill to pay for mental health.
Yes. Mental health is a huge issue. And we're trying, we're struggling to, you know, find the dollars to put into that. And they have to be sustainable dollars. And you've probably just seen in the news, you've probably had it on your news, that CMS is saying that Osawatomie, they're not doing things up to par, and they may cut off their support in this spring if we don't get things turned around up there. So, and that's a mental health facility that's where people that have serious problems are taken by the law enforcement when they need serious mental health help, and we have problems here in Labatt County and in Montgomery County. You know, where do we take these folks when they have an issue? Where do we take them? There's no place to keep them, so they're keeping them in a cell. That's not good. They're not getting any treatment. They're just being warehoused, and so it's a huge issue that needs to be resolved, and it's going to take some money, not just some money. It's going to take a lot of money.
Right, because putting them in the cells, I mean, they're not doing anything wrong. But you're putting them in a jail cell, but they haven't done anything wrong. It's just like you said, you're basically warehousing them, and then you let them go, and nothing has really happened, or they haven't really received any help.
No, they're not receiving the help. They're just being kept where they can't harm themselves, or where they don't harm themselves. And we're doing them a disservice because they really need the help. And we need to take care of it.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Perrell, I appreciate you coming on today. Again, you know, New Year's coming up pretty soon. You have any huge New Year's plans, sir?
No, I don't. I would just encourage people. A lot of people will go out and do a little party, and they might drink. And if they do, make sure you have a designated driver. Call somebody. Just don't drive impaired and risk yourself and other folks, or the possibility of getting a DUI. It can be very expensive, and we need you safe and we need you sound.
Absolutely. My big party is going to bed at 8:30 that night because I got to be at work at 5:30 the next morning. So
I wanted to tell you too, it was nice to be able to meet you. Now I know who I'm talking to.
Oh, absolutely. So, all right, sir. Well, again, I thank you very much for coming on today. I know taking your time out as, you know, legislative session's not in, but we do appreciate you coming on once a month and kind of letting us know what is going on in your part of the woods.
It's my pleasure, and I'm happy to do that.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Perrell. All right, that was Richard Perrell, Representative Richard Perrell. We enjoy having him on once a month. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have some news for you. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.